on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a family's tragic loss after a six-year-old boy was killed in an apartment building fire in Ewing Thursday afternoon. 13 police officers were also injured in the blaze, which was reported just before 3 p.m. at the Cambridge Hall apartment. Firefighters found the unresponsive boy trapped on the fourth floor by flames. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. A firefighter and three residents also remain hospitalized, according to the police chief. 16 people from 12 units are also displaced. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. With a lot of rain recently, New Jersey's drought situation continues to improve, but still has a long way to go.
The U.S. Drought Monitor now shows parts of southern and central New Jersey moving out of the extreme drought condition and into a severe drought situation, which is one level better. All of the Atlantic City area, that remains in an extreme drought condition. Just about all of northern New Jersey has improved to a moderate drought condition. New Jersey declared a drought warning in mid-November following almost no rain in September and October.
Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There is so far no link between the Bourbon Street attack in New Orleans and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. According to the FBI, the Vegas explosion was being looked at as a potential act of terrorism, with an Army vet from Colorado dead and several others hurt. Hours before that happened, 14 people were killed, dozens more injured when a truck plowed through a crowd in the early hours of the new year in New Orleans. Getting in shape and losing weight is by far the number one goal in the new year. Healthy living expert Dr. Matt Chalmers warns not to bite off more than you can chew and says start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts.
Getting started is critical. So if we can just make small changes today, they lead to giant changes in the future.
He says just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least three times a week is a great place to start. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. Experts say that's largely due to unrealistic goals. You can hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. Bookend snowstorms. What can we expect? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Ingredient number one for wintry weather is cold air. And we've got that today, even more so over the weekend as it gets even colder. Highs this afternoon, 35 to 40. We'll see clouds continue to fill in. It'll stay breezy and chilly. Now, the chance of snow will ramp up in South Jersey starting around mid-afternoon. And then going through this evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for the southern half of the state. The real thorn here is the timing. Through the evening commute, things are going to get slushy and icy in spots. Could see an inch or two of accumulation, again, especially for southern New Jersey. Skies will clear overnight, lows in the 20s. Cold weekend ahead. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs only make it into the lower 30s. Sun with late day clouds on Sunday, lower to mid 30s. Next chance of widespread snow will be Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now in Rockaway, it's 33, Franklin 36, Beach Haven 35. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.